Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to Moorish Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, and today's topic is Moorish in America. The question is, what is a Moor? Do the Moors have rights? Should the Moors pay taxes? Do the Moors have free rights to travel? These questions are more answered on Moorish Talk Live 100 today, and let us delve right on into the topic of conversation. First of all, to answer the first question, do Moors have rights? Yes, they do. Our rights is based on our ancient culture. We had an established government here on this land. The Moors not only ruled Spain for over 780 years, and that rule ended in 1492 when the final group of Moors were expelled from Spain. But we had an established government on this landmass, the landmass including Africa, what we call today Africa is no such place, but Akibalan, was first known as Pangaea, and there were other names it's known as well, but a Mixum. And so when someone asks you what your nationality is, you can tell them Moors. The word Moor means black. We were already here. The majority of black people on this continent didn't come here on slave ships. There was a cover-up. There is a conspiracy to maintain the cover-up by simply not acknowledging or not presenting it in the media that there were black people already here on this continent. So it behooves us as Moors and as people who are called black, Negro, colored, African American, etc., are branded as such, to do the research and to come up with all the facts in regarding your ancient ancestral history here on this landmass. Very, very rich history. You can get into the astrological aspect, the archaeological aspect, and the our historical aspect of black people on this continent. And it goes back for thousands of years, all the way back to the Olmecs. You have the Washita people who have already been labeled as the oldest people on the planet. But being Moorish in America takes on a greater significance when you do the research and stand on what you know to be factual, regardless of what anybody else says. Then you get a hold to the documents and make sure that you have this information well documented so that you can put the powers that be on notice of the fact that you are aware of your identity, and you have no intentions of living otherwise other than what you are, and you will not be involved in the hypocrisy and continue to follow up behind the lies that has been propagated to deprive you of your right to the land in which you are aboriginal and indigenous to. I would like to bring up, first of all, for those of you who like to make contact with me, in regards to the archives, we've created the greatest archives on the Eastern Seaboard and perhaps in the United States. You can contact me and we can discuss that at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's T-A-R-H-A-K-A 99@yahoo.com. Or you can phone me directly At area code 904-303-9061 Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be glad to fill you in on all the information in regards to your archives. As far as your story on this landmass, we have that on a DVD disc. It's called The First American Disc. It's approximately almost 6 hours long disc. It gives you in detail on all the tribes, the history of these tribes, how they was divided up, how they were the land they occupied, the cultural aspect, and all the other information about you on this continent is located on that disc. And it is a wonderful tool for study, and it adds in-depth information that is also covered in print in the archives. And once again, you can get that by contacting me at tahaka99@yahoo.com, tahaka99@yahoo.com. Let us move forward. I want to talk to you about the underground tunnel systems here on this landmass that the government does not acknowledge. You can walk from New York City all the way to California without coming above ground once. These tunnels were dug by the ancient people of this land, the Moors. You can examine the ancient Africans that were found, the remains that were found in places like California and Texas and Arizona, where we occupied those landmasses as well as South America. Louisiana, you can find information on the internet involving the Egyptians, or the people who were labeled as Egyptians. No such thing as an Egyptian. We're talking about the ancient Kemetans that traveled up and down the Mississippi, and artifacts that were found there. The powers that be, Europeans, when they came here, they began to cover up the fact that the rightful owners of the land were of African descent. We were already here, and give credit to the people who are referred to as Indians, who are not Indians. You have to understand that the only Indians that are on this landmass are from the country called India. The word Indian was a title that was coined by Europeans and branded onto descendants of Chinese and Olmecs. You have to understand that. And simply, your history was simply omitted, covered up, and it continues to remain covered up. And they are refusing to acknowledge the fact that they have already signed the Treaty of Peace and Friendship of 1787, which is the longest unbroken treaty in the history of the United States that has been signed by them. Forefathers had control of the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean, and in order for Europeans to get a stronghold into this country, they had to bring materials in through these two waterways. And, of course, there were wars going on there between the Moors and Europeans, and they had to sign a treaty in order for them to get in here. All of this information is available to you. If you can contact me at Tahaka99, we have the Greatest Archives, and this information is in the archives. And there are several other DVD discs that are very, very informative with the same story that I'm telling you now. It's well documented among your people. And then we had the incident with Empress Gaston Turner L. Bay, who fought a long, lengthy court battle against the government of the United States, who attempted to steal, take from her the land of Louisiana. And the Supreme Court ruled in her favor, and you can also read that story. The people of Louisiana, she went to Louisiana, and they signed the documents before the United Nations. And the United Nations, of course, have ruled in her favor and have labeled the people of Louisiana as the oldest people on the planet. Now, we have to keep in mind that the ancient Kemetans are the people that are referred to erroneously as Egyptians, which were Africans. They are civilization we know dates back over 5,000 years, but we have the people in Louisiana is being held by the United Nations as the oldest people on the planet. Now, that is very, very interesting, so we need to do the research on that. And I would like to state to everyone out there, those of you who are proclaiming your nationality, you must understand that education, getting the knowledge concerning your ancient culture, your ancient story, is very, very important, and it precedes any type of documentation or attempt to use documentation to do anything with. You got to have knowledge first. You got to have power first. And so you want to make sure you understand that because we have receive a lot of phone calls from a lot of people all over the United States. They're constantly asking questions, and I keep telling them the same thing over and over and over. You're going to have to get the knowledge first. They're trying to set off debts. They are trying to deal with the tax system and taxes and more is non-obligated to taxation. Being Aboriginal and Indigenous to the land, we have exercised free rights to travel upon the land. We don't need anybody's permission. But it's important for you to understand that you have to have the knowledge first. Power precedes documentation. And, of course, we know that knowledge is power. Once again, you can contact me at tahaka99@yahoo.com, or you can reach me by telephone at area code 904-303-9061 in regards to the archives and in regards to other information that we have on DVD disc, so that you can begin to do the research and do the study of the things that I'm mentioning to you. Let's move on. Also, I have mentioned in a previous broadcast about the pyramid that's found off the coast of Florida, where we are here today, approximately 400 feet high in the Atlantic Ocean. That's not being broadcast in the media, but if you're in this region or in this state, you can contact the fishermen, deep-sea fishermen and stuff that goes out there, and they'll tell you that it is there. We know that the Africans are the people that built these pyramids. And so that would also tell you if it was a pyramid there, there had to be land. And we know that that was a part of Atlantis. In his book, Ivan Van Sertima, in his book, They Came Before Columbus, he shows in the book where there's vegetation found in the state of Florida that is nowhere else. Found nowhere else but on the continent of Akiveland, or what you are calling Africa, which is no such place. But anyway, there are many, many things that we need to understand that is concrete information. A lot of information is being withheld from you. There's a lot of information in the Vatican. Information is locked up in the Smithsonian Institute and other locations to keep you from knowing in detail and in depth your identity on this landmass. We didn't all come here as a result of slavery. We were already here by the thousands on this landmass with an established government. When it comes to your nationality, you have to understand that all nationalities are associated with the landmass. If you were Puerto Rican or Cuban or Mexican or Chinese or Japanese or Indian or whatever, your nationality is associated with the landmass from which you came. But in this country, we have many, many people who are attempting to go through the publicized and sold channels to do their historical checks and historical backgrounds. And in every single case that I know of, that I have, and I'm at, you know, something may be different now, but all the cases that I've seen, Europeans are always putting them back on in Africa. I mean, there's never any mention about you being indigenous here. You came from a tribe over there. And in other words, we're not going to give you a chance to know anything about your history here on this land, man. So what I need you to do is to contact me. You can get a hold to the archives that contains that information and stop buying and swallowing the lies that's being perpetrated by immigrants. We know that if you're not Aboriginal and you're not indigenous to the land, if you came here from someplace else than you are an immigrant. And we have to understand that. So let's deal with the part about taxation. The Moors are non-obligated to taxation, and they also have free rights to travel. All of this information is well known among the Moorish circles, and I would like to go here and read one thing here from my identification card. It says, this legal notice is hereby presented as an adequate point in law to inform and to give public notice, including all elected and non-elected public officials, etc., that I, Tahaka Amana El Bey, Aboriginal, indigenous to the land, northwest of Mexum, Al Morocco, North America, in full life being a natural person and not a 14th Amendment corporate person, artificial entity, non-dude girl, nor straw man, as written in all capital letters, Aboriginal, indigenous, free, sovereign, more, natural person of the land, in proper persona, not pro se, nor colorable. This is part of my identification, and at any point in time that the powers that be needs to know that this is what I give them. And it states down as far as your rights to travel, it says, whoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in our state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States or to different punishments, points, or penalties on account of such person being an alien or by reason of his color or race that are prescribed for the citizen shall be fined under the title of imprisonment not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the act committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempt use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Whereas there is no question that a bench appearance, summons, detention, arrest, and ticket or citation issued by a police officer or others for traveling with no driver's license, foreign driver's license, not having current registration or mandatory insurance, etc., which carries a fine or jail time, is a penalty or sanction as in and is indeed converting a right into a crime, thus violating substantial rights. It is reasonable to assume that these Supreme Court judicial decisions are straight and to the point, that there is no lawful method for government to put restrictions or limitations on the rights belonging to the people. Now, this is on the front part of my identification, and it goes along with your nationality as an Aboriginal and Indigenous person, as a Moor, and this is part of my free right to travel document that is presented at any given point in time that the officials need to see this. I would like to go on to add one other thing. As far as your taxation is concerned, what you're going to have to do once again is gain your knowledge so that you will know what to say to the officials, what documents that you will need, and how to go about removing yourself from their system. If you're receiving information in the mail, in letters or bills or whatever, you'll notice that your name and address, city and state on there is all in all capital letters. And what they are doing is they are treating you as a corporate entity. And because corporations are the things that can be taxed. But what we are doing is, as Moors, we are operating as living, breathing, indigenous, and aboriginal people and not a corporate entity, which appears in all capital letters. We learn in third grade grammar, once again, that a noun is the name of a person, place, or thing, or idea, provided it's spelled as a proper noun in upper and lowercase letters. But if all of the letters are capitalized, then that indicates anything other than a living, breathing being. That indicates chattel, property, slave, and all of these different things. So what we have to do is we have to be mindful of this and mindful of their the way that they are taxing you or policing you and jailing you if you do not do what you have to do to get outside of that They're simply regarding you as a 14th Amendment citizen, subject to their laws and rules and regulations. And the people that are doing this are immigrants. You have to understand that. These are people that came from somewhere else. They have no lawful standing upon this land. They have no lawful jurisdiction upon this land. They have forced their way upon this land. They have murdered the aboriginal people of the land and the indigenous people of the land, forced their laws on you, forced you, their religion on you, and many, many other things. So we have to turn this thing around, and we do that through deep research on our culture, our story, and we have a love for ourselves and embrace ourselves, and ourselves come before anybody else. You see, you cannot be respected until you respect yourself, but you have to understand everything there is to know about yourself. And you do that by embracing the study of your culture. On the ancient landmass that they call Africa, which is Akita land, you want to learn about that. In the ancient landmass they call Kemet, that the day they are calling Egypt, which is no such place, you want to learn about that. Everything about your culture on this landmass, you want to do deep research about that. And anytime that you are asked a question, or if somebody attempts to discuss something with you that is not a part of your so-called race, you can talk to them from your position. You see, if you're sitting across the table from someone else from a different nationality, you're talking from two different worldviews, and you have to understand your worldview. You follow me? Now, once again, we have created one of the most fantastic archives in the history of the United States. I need you to contact me for information regarding this stuff. And you can do that by contacting me by telephone, area code 904-303-9061, or you can simply email a request, and that's tahaka99@yahoo.com, tahaka99@yahoo.com. I would like to send you a free report. It's called the 14th Amendment Exposed. We have a second free report called The Commerce Game and How to Play. It's very, very important that you understand the system that is you are a part of or you are living within. So once you understand that system, you are able to successfully deal with it and live as a free man. See, you were not born to be enslaved. You were not born to be confined, and you can't drive through your community unless you drive a certain kind of way, or else somebody going to pull you over, and whatever they say you did, you got to give them some money about it. Somebody else have designated that you committed this offense because of this rule and regulation that we created as immigrants, and you got to pay us some money about that. We have decided that you need to come to court to answer to this, because we've decided that you did this wrong, or you didn't do that right, so you got to give us some more money. So we have to understand the commerce game, and we would like to offer you that free report called The Commerce Game Exposed and How to Play the Game. And as far as the other questions that we put on advertising the show, do the Moors have free rights to travel? I would like to once again read you a few other things that is on my identification. And it says, number one, the right to travel, the right to motor conveyance, the right to locomotion are all absolute rights, and the police cannot make void the exercise rights. And that's State versus Armistead, 60S-778-779 and 781, semicolon. Okay, now these are actual Supreme Court decisions. We have approximately seven of them listed here. I'm not going to read all of them because time is fleeting, but you have the right to travel. You don't need permission from anyone. Everyone who has a driver license, you have agreed that you are operating in commerce. In other words, when you have a driver's license, what you are doing is you have put the sheriff's department on notice that your vehicle is being used in commerce. Because the only people that need a driver's license are people who are traveling, who are driving taxi cabs, who are driving city buses, who are driving buses that go across the country, or who may be operating a train, or any vehicle, tractor trailer that they're using in commerce. That's why you need a driver's license. But to travel, to go to church, or to pick up your mother, or to go to the grocery store, and you're just driving your automobile through the city, you have a free right to travel. You don't need a driver's license. You don't need a registration. And your nationality is Moorish. You know these things. You have done the study. You have done the research. So for those of you who are brand new and you want to proclaim your nationality, I encourage you to contact me for your free reports, and let me get this free information to you in regards to the 14th Amendment Exposed, which clearly explains to you exactly the process that they're doing and why your bills are coming to your house and your name is in all capital letters. Why, when you go to the bank, your name is in all capital letters? Why is it that all documents from any company that's trying to do business with you, your name is in all capital letters? All bill collectors, the Power and Light Company, everybody is regarding you as a 14th Amendment citizen, and you're going along with it, and you're being taxed as a result of it and being held down as a slave because you don't know that you should release yourself from this type of enslavement. By simply proclaiming your nationality, doing the research, coming into a clear understanding of your identity on this landmass and your culture and your story, and then go ahead and do your documentation, put it on public notice, and in the event that someone has a problem with you and your identity, of course, we file lawsuits. Against that in the federal courts. We want to put these lawsuits at all times in the hands of a grand jury before the federal courts. We don't want to deal with any local courts. They're not practicing law. What they're doing is enforcing statutes and ordinances. We have policemen out that are driving around, and they are acting as though they are officers. And you have to remember that all officers are elected officials. If you're an officer inside the church, if you are an officer of a club, you are elected. And so what we have to do anytime someone is leading you to believe that they are an officer, we must check and let's find out from them if their name appeared on the ballot, if anyone vote them in as an officer. Now, we know in every city across the country that we have a sheriff. But the rest of these guys that's working as private contractors under the capacity of security guards that are calling themselves officers were not elected, and we want to make sure that information is put on our documents when the lawsuits are filed and placed in the hands of a grand jury so that we can go before the federal courts. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says that's all, and I hope you have learned something from this broadcast. I've been your host, the Hawker Amana L. Bay, and you all have a good morning.
Going down, put your drink on the table and grab a Why you out on